Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nation on God's green earth, where the time has come to talk seriously and honestly for once about a great subject, maybe the greatest of all subjects when you're talking about human history. It's a subject that comes up again and again and again when people are debating the current war on terror in which we are all engaged. The subject is World War II, arguably the biggest event in human history. Certainly not the best event, with more than 50 million people killed as a direct result of World War II, civilians and military casualties, but certainly no event larger in terms of influencing every corner of the globe, the way that people live. And yet what's so striking to me, whenever you hear people talking about World War II today and giving some kind of guidance or some kind of argument regarding our current foreign policy, our current situation, based upon the history of World War II, they often will rely on myths, on mistakes, and on lies about that conflict. Today, we're going to correct those lies with the truth in this very special broadcast, World War II, Myths, Mistakes, and Lies. The music there from a famous documentary of World War II. Music by Richard Rodgers of Rodgers and Hammerstein fame, Victory at Sea. It was a lengthy, lengthy TV documentary, one of the best things ever done on TV, about how the United States of America eventually won the war on the seas. But there were so many components to this war, and there are so many components to the misunderstandings that people have about the war, that we want to get right to them and begin correcting them right away. Now, one of the first misunderstandings that people have about World War II is that World War II was very simply a continuation of World War I. That is brain dead, it is wrong, and it is profoundly stupid. World War One was a horrible conflict. Some 18 million people, 8 million battlefield casualties, and some 10 million civilians perished in World War One. But that's a fraction, maybe a third.
Between the ages of 25 and 35, who are married, have nine times the average net worth of people who are single during that period. So what's a secret to keeping that marriage happy, functional, solid, secure? We will get to that also on a busy day on the Medved Show. But last night, Liz Cheney in Jackson, Wyoming, with a very dramatic mountain backdrop and some flags fluttering behind her and speaking out of doors to a crowd of devoted fans, and she still has some devoted fans in Wyoming. She talked about her last election, in which she faced a primary challenge back in 2020, and then faced off against a Democrat in 2020, and compares it to her situation conceding defeat last night. This is clip three.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take.
And rate of how badly she lost, apparently, Hageman, and they haven't finished counting yet, I mean, but Hageman got 66% to 29%. It was more than 2-1. It was crushing. And there's a piece by Shane Goldmacher that appeared in the online for the New York Times. And he says Representative Liz Cheney's martyr-like quest to stop Donald Trump has ensured her place in Republican Party history. But her lopsided defeat in Wyoming yesterday also exposed the remarkable degree to which the former president still controls the party's present and its near future. 10 House Republicans voted to impeach Mr. Trump in early 2021 for his role inciting the mob that stormed the Capitol. Only two have survived the 2022 Republican primaries, a breathtaking run of losses and forced retirements in a chamber where incumbents typically prevail with ease. Shane Goldmacher goes on, the sheer scope of Cheney's loss, the daughter of a former vice president was defeated in a landslide, may have only strengthened Mr. Trump's hand as he asserts his grip over the Republican Party by revealing the futility among Republican voters of even the most vigorous prosecution of the case against him. And he goes on to comment that, look, there is every indication that if the purpose of the FBI and the Justice Department was to knock Trump out as a candidate for 2024, that purpose appears to be backfiring. Trump's support has actually increased. The DOJ and the FBI have gone after other politicians. There was actually another arrest where they actually arrested a very prominent politician on a range of money laundering and campaign contribution charges with a criminal complaint with 28 counts. We're talking about somebody who could face a very long time in jail. The criminal complaint against him was unsealed yesterday. Who are we talking about? We're talking about a former congressman named T.J. Cox. And this is worth covering because it's gotten almost no attention. And yet it's one of a number of people who have one very, very important characteristic in common who have been busted by this FBI. Yeah, they've been active working against politicians. People all over the map, in Florida, in New York State, in Michigan, in California. So who are the people they've been going after? Loyal conservatives, Trump supporters? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, I was mentioning the FBI attack. They actually arrested him and led him away in handcuffs on a former congressman from Fresno, California, and his name is T.J. Cox. And the headline is an ex-member of Congress is charged with fraud, faces up to 30 years in prison. A federal grand jury in California indicted Terrence John Cox, a former representative of Fresno, for an array of financial crimes, including a bid to divert campaign contributions during his election campaign in 2018. Mr. Cox, 59, known as TJ, is charged with 28 counts, including wire fraud, money laundering, and making a campaign contribution under the name of another person, according to a criminal complaint that a federal judge unsealed on Tuesday. That's yesterday. Mr. Cox diverted $25,000 in illegal straw contributions to his 2018 campaign to secretly fund and reimburse family members and associates for donations to his campaign, so prosecutors for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of California said. The FBI arrested Mr. Cox on yesterday morning. He was led away in handcuffs and was set to be arraigned later in the day. If he's convicted, he would face millions in potential fines and a prison sentence of at least 20 years, ranging up to 30 years. Pretty tough, wouldn't you say so? Now, what does T.J. Cox have in common with some other members of Congress and prominent politicians who have been prosecuted and persecuted by the FBI and the Justice Department, with Republicans so very angry at those agencies because of their handling of Donald Trump? There is a bribery case against a former lieutenant governor of New York. His name is Brian Benjamin. There are wire fraud charges against a former candidate for Florida governor, Andrew Gillum. He was the mayor of Tallahassee. He almost won. He almost beat Ron DeSantis, but didn't quite make it, and now he's in huge problems. This is a racketeering case also against Michael Madigan, who was the former Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives. All these people are Democrats. And I mention this to you not to say that the Democratic Party is uniquely corrupt, that it's the only party that's corrupt. It's to show you that the FBI and the Justice Department are uniquely nonpartisan. It is simply a lie, and it is a bizarre lie that they only go after politicians who are conservative, that they're only persecuting Donald Trump, not because he did anything wrong, not because he handled his top secret documents with great recklessness and carelessness, but they're going after him because they want to stop his campaign for the presidency. Well, it's not going to stop his campaign for the presidency. Obviously, a higher number of people want him to run now than did before. And people tend to sympathize with his side of the whole Mar-a-Lago search that was carried out, executing a search warrant, which was entirely legal and appropriate. It seems to me, I don't know a great deal about T.J. Cox. I do know that David Valadao, and this is an interesting thing, had held that seat in Congress. He's a Republican. This is the ultimate swing district. It had swung to this corrupt operator, T.J. Cox, and then Valadao beat him and has been in Congress since 2018. And Valadao is one of only two Republicans who voted to impeach President Trump in the House of Representatives who actually won his primary. He advanced to the general election, and I hope that he, together with other Republicans to make up a congressional majority, actually wins his final election. They had an election in Alaska as well yesterday. The results aren't nearly as clear. The clear-cut results in Wyoming, 66-29%, that's dispositive. That makes the case. But in Alaska, one of the things that is questionable, this is the first time they have used their new ranked choice voting, a multi-candidate primary winners kind of election system. In other words, and to make it even more confusing, Like Wyoming, Alaska only has one member of Congress. For years and years and years, basically since the earth cooled, it was Don Young, who was a very good guy, mainstream Republican, and somebody who was noted for looking out after Alaska's interests. In any event, he died. And there is one election going on to fill his unexpired term, so somebody would get elected. Somebody could even have gotten elected last night because they had a prior primary. There are four people who survived that primary. One of those people, Al Gross, dropped out. He was the most left-wing of them. And right now they have Sarah Palin and Nick Begich are the two front runners. They're both Republicans. What's fascinating, and this is Alaska politics, what's fascinating is Begich is the nephew of a previous U.S. senator from Alaska who was elected as a Democrat, but he's a Republican and a conservative. And we will see what happens. Sarah Palin made a statement as the polls were closing in Alaska yesterday. She bashed ranked choice voting, which they have there, meaning you can vote for, this is my first choice, my second choice, my third choice, my fourth choice. If you have voting wasn't complicated enough. She says, today is the first test case of the crazy, convoluted, undesirable ranked choice voting system. And to everyone who's watching from outside tonight, I say, please learn from Alaska's mistake. Voters are confused and angry and feel disfranchised by this cockamamie system that makes it impossible to trust that your vote will even be counted the way you intend it. We'll keep fighting to equip Alaskans with the information they need to make sure their voices are heard amidst this leftist-crafted system, no matter how hard the corrupt political establishment works to silence us. Now, she is very likely to win. She could win that seat in Congress outright, depending on the way the votes come in, and become a congressperson immediately. Or she has already cleared. She will make it from the primary to the general election to be elected for a full term. I think she's right about ranked choice voting. It makes things too complicated. And what about the future of the Republican Party? Too complicated or too unidimensional? It's all Trump, Trump, Trump as far as the eye can see. We'll talk about that with David French, the editor of The Dispatch, coming up on The MedVet Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is rolling back its COVID recommendations, saying unvaccinated people no longer need to quarantine after being exposed to the virus. Also, the recommendations for social distancing and other control measures are no longer required, including for students in school. This, as CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's not happy with how the agency responded to the COVID pandemic. Dr. Walensky adding her new goals for the CDC going forward are accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness. Another 10 illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border have popped up on a terror screening database. That's according to new numbers for July, which are released this week by Homeland Security. That brings the total this fiscal year to 66. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, if there are a couple of concepts, a couple of words that have described the history of the Republican Party going all the way back to Abraham Lincoln, who was evoked last night in a concession speech, and yes, she did concede, she recognized she lost the election, the primary election, we're talking about Liz Cheney, going all the way back to the era of Lincoln, Republicans have cared about loyalty and honor. Loyalty to the country, to the union, and loyalty to the party. And honor, putting integrity and reliability and the truth above partisan fictions. So Liz Cheney honored that. Why did she lose and lose so badly? There's actually a very provocative answer to those questions by David French, the editor of the Dispatch, one of America's most prominent political commentators and a distinguished attorney who spent many years defending religious liberty in our courts. David, we've posted your piece at our website. Why did Liz Cheney lose so badly last night?
Well, I mean, the short answer, it's no real mystery because she turned against Donald Trump. I mean, now out of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump, only two are likely to be returning this next year, or after November, and not just because she opposed Donald Trump, but because she also is a co-chair of the January 6th committee, that she has been relentlessly determined to uncover the facts behind the January 6th riot and the Trump effort to overturn the election. It's just that simple, and any other explanation, like, oh, she didn't spend enough time with her constituents, is just absurd. If she was just as single-minded in defending Donald Trump as she has been in investigating Donald Trump, she would be back in Congress, no doubt.
Well, you make the point that when you look at her voting record, she voted with President Trump 92.9% of the time.
Yeah.
She actually was far had a longer history of supporting Trump than Harriet Hageman, the woman who won, who at one point had called Trump a xenophobe and a bigot and had attacked him in much more intemperate terms than Liz Cheney.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so, you know, one of the hallmarks of the era was that, and Trump was very shrewd about this, you could say anything about him, but as long as you turned and supported him, you know, all was forgiven, all was forgotten. And then conversely, once you were in the camp, if you turned on him at all, then vengeance would be his. And so there was an enormous pressure to go ahead and conform, to buckle down, and to give in to Trump. And then anyone who didn't conform or anyone who dissented would face the primary challenge, the end of their political career, and, you know, be cast out of the Republican tent entirely.
Most people look at the segment of the Republican Party that has very negative feelings about Donald Trump, and there are many Republicans who do, but it representing about 20% of the Republican electorate. Do you think that's about right?
I would say about 20%, and that's probably on the high side. But that would include people who very, very, very reluctantly voted for Trump and people who wouldn't vote for Trump at all. And it's probably the percentage that would be, you know, once again, either not vote for him at all or the most reluctant to vote for him in 2024.
Do you think there's anything about his handling of this matter of Mar-a-Lago and the top secret papers, and there were four different files full of top secret papers that were found there? Do you think his handling of all of this is actually going to increase the number of Republicans who question his suitability to be president again?
You know, in the short term, it's going to have the opposite effect, that it's actually tending to rally people around him. And the interesting thing is, very few people are even really mounting that serious a defense of his actual conduct. What they're doing is they're attacking the FBI for searching his home for those documents. And so the focus is entirely on the FBI, at least in most quarters of the Republican Party. But I doubt over time, if we learn additional details and people realize just how irresponsibly he handled secret documents, I doubt over time that's going to help him. I think there's a short rally around the flag effect that occurs whenever Trump finds himself under fire. But over the long term, I'm not so sure this is going to be the thing that rallies people to him. There was a Marquette poll of Wisconsin voters found that only about 2% of independents wanted Trump to run again. I mean, this is outside of Republicans, he's facing very, very, very negative headwinds.
Well, it's concerning the FBI, making the FBI the enemy of the Republican Party just seems to me insane. First of all, I just before you came on the air, I talked about their arrest, and they arrested him in handcuffs and led him away yesterday. T.J. Cox, who was a Democrat from California, and you put together other people arrested by the FBI: Brian Benjamin, Lieutenant Governor of New York, Democrat; Andrew Gillum, candidate for Florida Governor, Democrat, arrested by the FBI; and most importantly, a racketeering case that they brought against Michael Madigan, the former Speaker of the Illinois House of Democrats, House of Representatives, the most influential Democrat in Illinois.
Right.
And do people forget about what the FBI actually did to Hillary Clinton 10 days before her showdown with Trump in 2016?
Well, you know, it's what's really remarkable about all of this is how much symmetry there is between the sort of defund and dismantle the FBI argument that you've seen from the very online right with the defund the police argument from the very online left. That, you know, you take an abuse or a perceived abuse, and then you turn it into a campaign to sort of gut the entire institution. And to most people, most Americans, that just seems weird. that, you know, what are you talking about? Especially when you're talking about we're in a higher crime period in American history than we've been in the last couple of, two or three years. Crime's gone up after some long declines. And then you wait, what? You want to dismantle the FBI or defund the FBI because it executed a search warrant against a president who took home classified information improperly? That doesn't make any sense. But, you know, one of the hallmarks of this era is that the creation of this very radicalized, very active on Twitter version of the right that is extremely angry and, as I said, extremely radicalized and proposing policies that strike most people as ludicrous.
One of the aspects of that ludicrous policy is that if you honestly do believe there is a swamp, and I think there is, then clearing out the swamp is going to have to involve law enforcement. It's going to have to involve the Justice Department and the FBI, right?
Well, you're going to have to have a federal law enforcement agency. I mean, we have a host of federal criminal statutes that Americans support and that are indispensable to the operation, the lawful operation of American government and the economy. And this idea that you're going to dismantle the leading federal law enforcement agency, defund the leading federal law enforcement agency, especially think about how indispensable it is to counterterrorism operations, counterintelligence operations. It's frivolous. It's a frivolous talking point that's on the very online right, and it's ridiculous.
Amen to that. David French, the author of the book Divided We Fall, America's Secession Threat and How to Restore Our Nation. You can read his most recent column. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back on What Next for Liz Cheney, coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the defeat of Liz Cheney hardly came as a surprise. All the polling had shown that she would lose by a substantial margin. She lost by an even bigger margin than expected. 66% of the vote for Harriet Hageman, and nobody could think that Harriet Hageman was a particularly dynamic candidate. She was just the one who was endorsed by Trump among a whole series of people who were challenging Liz Cheney. One of her few hopes for actually winning that primary election would have been that the pro-Trump, anti-Cheney segment of the electorate would be divided among different candidates, members of the legislature and business people and others. But Trump's support for Hageman meant that she emerged as the clear alternative, and she won by 2-1. In a concession speech given by Congresswoman Cheney, and she continues in Congress, and she'll continue with the January 6th committee, the special select committee. She'll continue with that until the middle of this January, when she leaves the Congress of the United States. But she compared herself to another congressman who had only brief service in the House. He served for a single term, and then he lost. The name was Abraham Lincoln. Listen, this is clip 5 from her concession speech.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated. The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our Union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth.
Okay, look, I love references to Lincoln. I think the more we can talk about Lincoln and try to follow his example and feel inspired by him, the better it is. But the comparison that she makes between herself and Abe Lincoln is stretching it. Because Liz Cheney, and this is the way it works, when you start off from a very advantaged background, and her background, she started with a tremendous advantage. Her father was a vice president of the United States, former defense secretary, former White House chief of staff. Her mother was the former head of the National Endowment for the Humanities and a brilliant historian and a fine writer. Lincoln came from nothing. And he actually had made very little impression during his one term in Congress. When Cheney was elected to Congress, and really, which is just 8 years ago, she rose to the top of the heap very quickly. She was the number three ranking person in Congress. Lincoln wasn't there. It's also the danger facing the United States of actually breaking apart over the issue of slavery, I don't think is comparable to what we have now. Do I think there are dangers of divisiveness and polarization? Sure. But what is the one issue that is going to divide Americans so that we can't reconcile? We're going to be talking about the danger of civil war, which is so overhyped, coming up with Tom Nichols. But the idea that one individual, one particular politician who is wildly controversial and does not have anything like majority support of the nation at large. He does have majority support in the Republican Party, but that's isolating and damaging the Republican Party. And the idea that the nation is going to separate over Donald Trump, that there would be secession attempts if Trump is reelected. The real danger, as a number of people have said, is not that Trump actually wins the election. The real danger is that he loses the election and goes through the stolen, rigged election deal again, just like Raila Odinga is doing in Kenya. This was Cheney talking about closing her speech and her mission in life as she now sees it. Clip 4.
We must be very clear-eyed about the threat we face and about what is required to defeat it. I have said since January 6th that I will do whatever it takes to ensure Donald Trump is never again anywhere near the Oval Office, and I mean it. This is a fight for all of us together. I'm a conservative Republican. I believe deeply in the principles and the ideals on which my party was founded. I love its history, and I love what our party has stood for. But I love my country more. So I ask you tonight to join me. As we leave here, let us resolve that we will stand together, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, against those who would destroy our republic. They are angry and they are determined, but they have not seen anything like the power of Americans united in defense of our Constitution and committed to the cause of freedom. There is no greater power on this earth, and with God's help, we will prevail. Thank you all. God bless you. God bless Wyoming. God bless the United States of America. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Great to conclude on an optimistic note. She was speaking this morning to Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show and had this to say, clip 6.
Are you considering running for president yourself?
Well, what I'm going to do, Savannah, is
spend the next several months completing my work in Congress, obviously completing my work representing the people of Wyoming. We have a tremendous amount of work left to do on the January 6th committee. And also, though, I'm going to be making sure that people all around this country understand the stakes of what we're facing, understand the extent to which we've now got one major political party, my party, which has really become a cult of personality. And we've got to get this party back to a place where we're embracing the values and the principles on which it was founded, and talking about, you know, fundamental issues of civics, fundamental issues of what does it mean to be a constitutional republic.
But Congresswoman, you didn't answer me yes or no.
I will be doing whatever it takes to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
Well, I know you didn't say yes or no, and that's fine if you're thinking about it, but are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about running for president?
That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah. I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, but it is something that I'm thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.
Okay. A fair enough answer and a reasonable answer, because things will look very different when she is actually out of Congress. And President Trump hasn't even announced his candidacy yet. And I am one of those people, and I still believe this, that he may not. Basically, here's a new, they have a piece over the Morning Consult about a new survey from a Morning Consult Politico survey. Trump's 2024 primary support reaches new heights after FBI raid. The share of Republican voters who said they would vote for former President Donald Trump if the 2024 Republican primary were held today, it's up to 58%. That's the highest it's ever been. But that 58% doesn't mean, and I hate to disagree with Liz Cheney on anything, but I do disagree with her on this. I don't think that the Republican Party has been captured into being some kind of tribal, isolated cult. There are people like that. There are constituencies like that. The state of Wyoming is a state where Trump won 70% of the vote in 2020. So the opponent, Harriet Hageman, to Liz Cheney, won almost the same number, 66%. And 58% say they would vote for him in a primary. That still leaves 42% of Republicans who are unconvinced. And even more than that, who say they wish that Trump wouldn't run. Does that mean that we're on the verge of civil war? I do not believe it. But we will talk about it with Tom Nichols, who's thought about it and written about it very persuasively on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with